before we get started, I need you to do me one favor. Pull out your phone and text this number, 501-214-4307. I just want to text you a couple of times a week, send you some fun messages, videos, just encourage you on your unconventional journey. Again, all you got to do is text 501-214-4307. I just want to be your friend, y'all. Just text me.
You decide it's time to level up. You know you are called to something greater. You know there is a next version of you, and you are ready to walk into it. Surveying your life and current circumstances, circles, whatever, you know it's time to cut some things out, set stronger boundaries, and hold yourself accountable to the man or woman that you know you're called to be. Now, part of this is setting boundaries with others, right? And it's a powerful tool and a needed tool, but guess what likes to shake its big booty on the dance floor with boundaries? Well, it's this sneaky little thing called FOMO.
I've always felt immense fear.
I was born with cerebral palsy.
I have always felt small.
I was told not to take risks.
I may be blind, but I teach people how to see.
And I'm proud to be an individual.
This podcast is for you, the unconventional leader.
Maybe you are the one that everyone discounted.
Maybe you struggle with fear and self-doubt.
We are here to empower the next generation of self-starters to step up,
use their voice,
and make an impact in this world.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host on Fridays, Me and You for a Minute, where we talk super plain because we tight like that. We talk about the unconventional journey and all of the yuck that comes with it, the potential yuck, at least, the things that make us fidget and squirm through this journey. My hope is that it normalizes any weird, awkward feelings that you might have, flat out fear you might have, struggles that you may be facing. It's a part of the process, and I'm just here to lock arms with you and walk this unconventional journey with you. So today we're going to be talking about boundaries and FOMO, but before we get started, I wanted to give a shout out to our review of the week. This comes from Nicole H. It says, fun and valuable. I love listening to Heather's show. She's always got interesting perspectives to share and has such an authentic spirit that comes forth in her episodes. Big thank you to Nicole for that super, super kind review. And hey, if you have not done so yet, I see you. I know you. You've been listening to the show, have gotten any value from it. If you would head over to your Apple podcasting app or iTunes, take a moment, leave us an honest review. I'll give you a shout out and love you forever. Okay, let's go ahead and get into this, boundaries and FOMO. So where does this come from? As of recently, over the past few months, I've had to cut ties with some people, some situations that I was in because I knew that it wasn't my highest calling. There were things that really weren't aligned with my value system and the kind of woman that I know that I'm called to be. And sometimes it's super, super hard doing it. I was just on an interview a moment ago and I was talking about sometimes you have to say no to potentially good things or things that seem good in order to say yes to something greater. Now, even though if you know in your spirit that something is not right for you, this isn't the kind of network or connections that you want to have, maybe something fishy is going on, maybe you're not being respected or treated poorly or whatever it may be, even if you know it's the right thing, sometimes FOMO still starts to set in because you start to second guess yourself, right? You know, in your spirit, you don't need to take that deal. You might not need to take that sponsor. You might not need to align with this group of people who on paper seem whatever, whatever, but something feels off to you, right? Sometimes it might be easy to ignore or excuse people mistreating you or taking advantage of you, because ultimately you don't want to miss out on, well, this is a good person to know. They're highly connected. This is a good brand to be associated with. These are really hard things because we know to cut off things that are bad for us, right? But what about those things that kind of are iffy? It doesn't feel quite right in your spirit, right? That gut check, that intuition, something feels off, even though it might not make total sense. Or maybe it's easy to excuse certain things because you think, oh, well, what if this, what if that? I wanted to talk about this today because, again, Fidget Friday is me telling you, kind of airing my own dirty laundry and telling you things I'm going through. And over the past few months, like I said, I've been very intentional cutting some things out because deep in my spirit, I know this isn't what I'm supposed to be aligned with. And it was really easy for me in my mind to excuse some of it because I was thinking, well, maybe you're taking offense to something that you shouldn't be. But when something happens over and over again, or you get those vibes or that gut check or whatever, I think it's really, really important to pay attention to it because that still small voice is there. But we have to practice listening to it, or eventually we're not going to be able to hear it at all, right? So I've made those cuts. I've made those decisions. And every single time I come up at a point in my life where it's time to do that, there's always that immediate fear that comes in of like, what if you're making the wrong mistake? What if you just blew something? But whatever, blah, 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 right? So let's talk about it, y'all. Let's talk about it. A great question to ask yourself when these thoughts and these emotions come up, right? This second guessing, you made a decision, you followed your gut, you followed that inner peace, that knowing, and fear tries to set in, which FOMO really is fear, fear of missing out, right? If you're new to this game, fear of missing out is FOMO, and a lot of times we feel it, right? What if there's some big boat that I'm missing and that was my last chance? You know, Eminem, you only got one shot. I don't really believe that, right? Praise the Lord, redemption. Let's talk about that. But fear of missing out, it is fear. So a great question to ask yourself when some of these emotions start coming up, and one that I ask myself often, is when you examine your thoughts, when you examine your feelings, all this stuff, is this thought, is this emotion coming from a place of life, or is it coming from a place of fear? Is what I'm feeling right now coming from a place of life or a place of fear? Let me reword that. Is this coming from a place of abundance? Is this coming from a place of security? Is this coming from a place of a growth mindset? Or is this coming from a place of death and destruction and fear? Because ultimately, that's what it is. And those are very two distinct energies that you can recognize. If we just get very still and ask ourselves, is this fear? Is this life? Is this fear? Is this love? Right? Fear is not rooted in truth. I'm going to say that again. Fear is not rooted in truth. I was listening to a YouTube video of, I hope I pronounced this right, Sadhguru. Yeah. He said, fear is a suffering from something that doesn't exist. We are suffering from something that doesn't exist. It is this thought, this vision of the future that hasn't come to pass. Fear is not rooted in truth, right? So when you set these boundaries, when you start leveling up, when you start cutting things out of your life, when you start listening to instincts, when you start becoming that man and the woman that God created you to be, sometimes the resistance of that is this fear that you're missing out on something, even though deep down you know that this was the right decision. So we have to look at that fear and acknowledge it. This is not coming from a place of life. This is coming from a place of fear. And fear, like Sadhguru says, right, is suffering from something that doesn't exist. Another way of looking at this that's a little less spiritual, for those of you who might struggle in that area, is just thinking logically, like really thinking logically about the fear that comes up from you, the fear of missing out, the fear that you might have made the wrong decision, the fear that you might have missed the boat, whatever that may be, is what are you really missing out on? Looking at the people you cut out, and I don't mean this in an asshole way of like, I'm going to cut you out, you know what I mean? But separating yourself, leveling up, being conscious of who you surround yourself with, the energy that you surround yourself with, when some of that fear starts to creep in, another way of logically looking at this is just asking yourself, are those the type of people that I really want to be around and want my life to look like? Where they're going to be in 5 years is where I'm going to be in 5 years. Am I okay with that? Or am I around people right now? Am I in an environment right now where it's heading? That's where I'm heading to, and that's where I want to go, and that's what I'm called to. So what are you really missing out on? Is this the life you really want? Are these the people you really want to spend time with? Is that the brand that you really want to work with? Is that the opportunity that you want to be with for the next 5, 10, 20 years? When we put that big picture perspective on it, sometimes it's easier to deal with some of those temporary fears and emotions of missing out on something, or maybe you made the wrong decision because you're getting really rooted and grounded in the truth, right? And a lot of this comes from a deep need, desire for us, honestly, just to belong, right? So we have to start asking ourselves, no matter what decisions we make, no matter what opportunities we take, say yes to, say no to, people who come in and out of our lives and all the seasons, a question to constantly return back to is, who do I belong to? In the midst of all of this, who do I belong to? Connecting to your source, knowing who He says that you are in the midst of all the change, in the midst of all the struggle, being really grounded and rooted in that. I also want to encourage you this, that anyone who's ever made it, quote, and whatever industry, has walked through a desert of loneliness at times, of feeling isolated, of feeling like they're the only person who is going this journey. It's very lonely. It's very isolating. It does not last forever, but it's a normal part of the process. I interviewed Dr. Kojo, super popular on TikTok. He's coming out in the next episode. And that's one of the things that he said is when he really started drawing the line in the sand of the kind of man that he knew he was called to be, he walked through a season of massive loneliness because it meant leveling up in his surroundings, leveling up the people that he associated with, leveling up the things he said yes to and no to and all of that. And it's a very isolating, lonely place to be at times, even though you know that still small voice says, yes, this is where you're supposed to be. So y'all, listen, wherever you're at with this, if you're experiencing FOMO, if you're walking through that desert of loneliness, if you know you're called to be this or that, but sometimes you second guess yourself because the journey of it, the process of it is so super messy, know that seasons are not forever. And if you're experiencing FOMO right now, it doesn't mean that the boundaries that you have in place in your life should be put to question. There is always a level of discomfort that comes with growth. Anybody who runs knows that's the truth. Amen. You want to train for a marathon, it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable here and there. But man, what you're able to create, the muscle that you're able to build, the type of athlete that you're able to become, man, it's unbelievable. And you can translate that into anything that you're putting your hand to right now. Put in the work. Acknowledge these fears. That doesn't mean that they're the truth. Set your boundaries and know that you belong to someone. I believe that's God. Y'all can believe whatever you want to believe. It's all right. It's all right. Hold true to that. I love you so much, guys. I am cheering you on with my entire heart. We love you. We're in your corner. See you soon.